character.
Yeah, good. The resolution.
Yeah.
I just got a message from James. He said that he couldn't make it. Which I had called him yesterday on another matter, so.
James.
And she just
yes. Supposed
to push the button.
The big guy. Works for him.
And we're
ready. He does our JP collections, too, gotcha. So I see him a lot.
Gotcha.
We've been muted this whole time.
Let's go.
Oh, I thought it was on. It was on.
Yeah, it was blinking.
As long as it's flashing.
Oh, okay. All right. 6E. Resolution.
Miss Sarah is here to talk to us about the resolution.
Good evening. I'm Sarah with Linebarger. We have an issue with the 30-year-old VBAC process. Deed in lieu of foreclosures for Rabbit Country lots that are abandoned. They have just become obsolete with that process. The lawsuit and tax warrant process is sufficient to get it to a tax sale. And since this is on the books, we have to get it off the books. Nothing else is going to change as far as tax sales. This is just the deed in lieu of foreclosures.
How does the process work now, and how would the process work after this if we did approve this? I've read through this 14 times and couldn't make heads or tails of it. A lot of it makes sense to me because I was unaware at the time before when I lived in Houston still. I bought one of these lots from Sam Job, but it wasn't through this. It was lots that he was selling. I found that in here, you know, that he had a way to sell them at that point. I was under the impression that it was through a bankruptcy court, but come to find out it was through this. So currently, if there is a lot up there right now that has back taxes on it, what's the process for getting it?
For getting it?
For it being sold.
We file either a foreclosure lawsuit or a tax warrant. Notify all the parties.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the judge for permission to sell it. And then sell it if he grants it. It's either the amount owed or the adjudged value, whichever is lower. If it doesn't sell, it's struck off in trust and reoffered about a year later for a lower price.
And how does this benefit us to take this off the books? Is it streamline that process that we... Or...
We just will not be taking any more deed in lieu of foreclosure properties.
So we're saying pay us the money or we're going to put it up for sale. We're not just going to take your deed.
Well, the deed in lieu of foreclosure was the owner's giving back the lot in so that we didn't sue them.
Okay, I got you.
Now... We're just going to see our
back. We don't want it back. Most of the time.
Don't they have a sale on that stuff and down by the Jasper Courthouse?
Yes.
Once a month or periodically?
But these lots are not currently in that sale, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really confused.
Okay, so basically when you're behind, correct me when I'm wrong, Miss Sarah.
Yeah.
My simple mind is thinking when you're behind on your taxes and they're going to foreclose on your mm-hmm. for the taxes. In order to avoid being sued for your back taxes, they say, I'm just going to give you my lot. Here's my deed. You know, absolve me of my debt and I'm done. This, and that way then we can put it up for sale, get it back on the tax rolls, generate some more money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Get it back generating money for our kids. This says, no, we're not going to do that. You owe us, we're going to just take your land. We're going to keep going forward. You're going to get sued and it's going to be a record that you're being sued. Basically. Okay.
I have noticed the past 3 years or so, people are starting to hire attorneys who want assurances in writing. They want things like, well, when you sell this, I want it in writing that you're going to donate the money to the volunteer fire department off taxes. And we can't do things like that. And it's just also more and more of the owners are deceased at this point. So we're dealing with the second and third generation. So it's just time to get rid of it. It's been 30 years, and gotcha. I don't see any benefit to it at this point.
How many lots are we talking about?
Right now, there are 11 that are awaiting sale. They've been deeded back to the trustee. They're awaiting sale.
Okay.
And we are working on getting those into the quickest sale we can just to
get them back on books. Wipe the books and get them
so
back.
So those wouldn't go through the auction process. Those would still have to be cleared through
they
the process.
They will go through the auction mm-hmm. process.
Okay.
Because they've already been deeded back, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So these 11 lots, they've been up for auction many times? Or
not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
They just now
deeded back in the last 2 or 3 years.
How many on the old list? Because there should still be a bunch of them.
I don't have an actual count, but it's less than 40.
Oh, really? I mean, at one time, it was like 800.
But not deed backs.
Okay. Not deed backs, just total
just
lots.
Just total struck off lots.
Okay.
I think there's about 92
now. That's not bad.
It's
not I mean,
bad.
No. Man, that's getting...
I cleared out. COVID
yeah.
helped.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
So this takes a step out of the process. Is that
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And James texted me. He said, "That's we need to do this." So,
The Rayburn Mud and the Commissioner's Court has already approved.
Okay.
I made a couple phone calls to ask about this when it originally happened. And I guess maybe it was explained a little different to me, but. On the pros and cons of why, and you know, how was it explained to y'all back then, Brent? You were on
part of that. Man,
I mean,
well,
it was a real good
much,
reason to do it at that time, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was like most of the times the people just either they didn't have the money to do anything with it, or they never. These people back when they was giving a toaster away or whatever, and they come in and signed a dotted line and put right. $25 down on a lot and never came back. And it sat there for 10 or 20 years. And we just started, you know, trying to clean them all up. And people just, you couldn't get a hold of them. You couldn't find them or whatever. But the ones you could, they didn't want to have nothing to do with it. So it was just easier, I guess, would be the only way I could explain it. They didn't want to put any money into it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easier for them to have to pay any back dues or back taxes. They just give you the lot and sign the deed over.
Gotcha.
And of course it kind of, and that's how Sam got involved in it, trying to
yeah.
sell them for us. Cause we didn't want to be in the real estate business, you know, but we just got, it was either that or it, you know, that was the only recourse we had to try to get our money or the land back in making tax dollars, you know, cause we're the ones going to get stuck with it.
Right.
And, you know, Rayburn wasn't going to get their dues, and the county wasn't going to get their taxes. And
well, that's what's got me thinking. I just wonder if there's not a better process for us to get more money than we can get out of a tax sale out of it. You know, if we do have this different scenario set up, that a lot of districts don't have the opportunity to do that. Like, is there a way for us to publish what's available and put it and advertise it and move it that way and get some real dollars out of it rather than just what's owed on the back taxes, get the value of the property out of it? That's my only, you know, kind of thought process here on before we just, you know,
I think they would do that. I mean,
I
think they would do that. I mean, wouldn't you, if these properties we're talking about are not, you know,
yes.
$10,000-$30,000 lots,
right.
They're, you know, yeah, they're not, they're small, sides of a hill, got a ditch running through them or.
Sure.
Yeah. The good lots do sell sometimes for a good price.
Right. And also now there's houses built next to these bad lots
mm-hmm.
that the people who own the property next to it would
right.
buy it
yeah.
for.
Well, but we've run into this problem before, and I don't know if we've talked about it in the last few years, but Rayburn Country still wants their dues. They won't let them consolidate. So they're still going to have to pay a due on that property plus
yep.
their other place. And you can't build on it because it's not big enough or whatever. So, and they won't let them attach. I know that we've gone through this before
yeah.
over the years, every which way you could do it. And I think, you know, Linebarger would, you know, I think that's been our best recourse. They're going to do everything they can to get the most out of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, without, I mean, at one time, I think before y'all got involved years ago, there was a guy from Arizona. He bought them all, like 800 of them. And, you know, it surprised everybody. And, oh, boy, he got in there for the first month or two and sold a couple hundred, all the cherry-picked, you know, all the good ones, made all the money. And then in a year or two, we was back to having 400, 500, or 600 of them still hanging on to them right. for, you know, nothing. But
I'm not necessarily opposed to it, and certainly I'm only one vote. Is there a way for us to get an understanding of what lots we're talking about, both in currently about to go into auction and then what could go into auction in the future? Like, just to understand, you know, what we're...
Do you have my tax sale notice by any chance?
It's laying on your...
It's laying on my counter in my office.
Here, I'll go get it. Here, get Brian.
Because they are listed in the April tax sale.
Yeah.
I sent it to him.
Oh, did you? Okay. Mm-hmm. He's going to find it when he gets. That's impressive.
I'm going to wait.
But you're saying even in this process, they'd still go to tax sale. I guess I'm getting confused with the whole how Sam Job was selling them, right? Versus how they're going to the tax sale. That, you know,
the
there's a disconnect
is
here.
They don't go through the judicial foreclosure. It's a voluntary give back to mm-hmm. the taxing entities, and it's sold, and the proceeds go to taxes.
So it, when it's sold there, auction or no auction?
Yes, auction.
Then
all auctions.
Then how was Sam selling them?
I think we made a deal with Sam where he made like $500. Seems like
yeah,
I have like a flat rate.
It's not as quite as clear cut as.
Yeah, it was like they made a deal to buy
30 years ago
$350 yeah. a year.
Right.
And they could sell them as they wanted to, and any they didn't sell, they had to pay.
Right. Like I said, we've tried every which way in the world to get rid of them, and.
I don't doubt it, right? But it's a different market now, too, right? You know what I mean? It's not 2001, and there's not 800 of them. There's 40 of them with a lower supply with a higher demand is all I'm thinking about.
Let's see. Go to about page 3 or 4.
You have to go into the Rayburn Country maps and the sections and try to figure out where those lots are. It's night.
Keep going.
Yeah, you need a magnifying glass.
Some of them aren't even on the maps.
They don't. Raven Country's not interested.
These look like Raven
yeah.
Country descriptions.
I got one next to my corner lot. I got my house in the corner lot. And I got one next to it.
There it is.
Yeah. But you didn't buy it at auction.
No.
You see, that's where I keep putting. They don't all go to auction. There's another process here that we're not talking about. And I'd like to understand that process. Because if there's another process where they don't have to go to auction, then maybe there's an opportunity for us to at least advertise these things and see if they sell in 2 months before we just give up and get pennies on the dollar through auction.
I think that one went on auction and nobody bid on it. And then I called and made a bid. Sam said no. I said 2,000.
I've talked to multiple people that have bought these and they did not buy them through auction is where I'm going. And I was one of them. I didn't know this is how I was buying it. But I would like to understand that process to see if that's a process we'd be interested in entertaining, if it's more lucrative to us to raise additional funds.
Yeah, I don't even know how you would do that.
I mean, you have to consider the amount of taxes do have to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sell a $10,000 lot for $10,000 and it has $13,000 worth of taxes on it, who's going to pay that additional $3,000?
Mm-hmm.
It's the entities are not going to profit off of that.
Yeah. I want to understand the process because there's a process around the auction, right? And if we can get past that, then there's an opportunity to get additional dollars for it. But
it does not have to be done a certain time now.
Okay. So we could give Brian time to look at, ask questions, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you can even have him talk to James.
Yeah.
Okay.
James will probably explain too. I mean, I don't know what would this other process be that he's talking about.
There would be no other process.
Well, he bought one not through auction. He bought one through not through auction.
How did you buy it?
Well, nobody bid on it at the thing I went to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Was that at the courthouse, on the courthouse steps?
Yeah.
You submitted a bid later?
I called Sam and I said I'd be getting so much for that lot. And
okay, well, that was years ago.
And if I'm not mistaken, he got his place through the same process.
Right. So what happens now, 20 years later, if something does not sell, what?
It is reoffered a year later at a public resale. If it does not sell then, it just sits there until someone offers that much money. We don't take a lower bid
than what it costs to cover the taxes of that, so that nobody loses money.
It's
really
10% of the adjudged value.
Okay.
At the resale point.
Okay.
And that's the lowest that we'll ever go.
Okay.
These are the ones. There's section 11, 14, and 16. Woodvilleized.
So much Barlow. Barlow estates are up.
That's the reason why, right there. I'm not bidding on them either.
So you're saying Rayburn Country Municipal Utility District has lots in Woodville ISD?
No. This page right here is the only Rayburn Country.
Oh, I got you.
Deed in lieu.
I heard you say that these were Woodville ISD, so I was trying to understand.
The ones you were looking at on the front page.
Gotcha.
Y'all take care of those two over there. Oh, okay. Yeah, they do more than just us. I knew that.
And the adjudged value is compared to taxable value is typically what?
The adjudged value is what the appraisal district had it valued at the time of the judgment was taken.
Okay.
Now, the deed in lieu, since there was not a judgment taken, we use the current 2025 value.
And that's the adjudged value, the 2025 appraisal district CAD, right?
Appraisal district value, yes.
Okay. But these are just the lots that are ready to go to auction for the first time.
Yes.
Right? And then there's additional lots that have already gone through auction.
That didn't sell.
And then there's potentially lots that are close to going to auction.
Not deed in lieu. This is
Okay, this is it.
This is it.
So the ones that have already gone through auction and didn't sell, what's the quantity of those, you think?
Less than 40.
40.
And most of them are less than $1,000 bid.
For the minimum bid.
But I mean,
but not the appraised value.
Yeah, I was going to say, appraised value is probably not five.
There's 20,000, 24,000, 21,000, 14,000. Right. I mean, that's my point, is it's different than it was in 2021 when they were really $700 lots.
But
yeah,
they're not selling like hotcakes.
I'm not suggesting that they are, but most people don't know about this. Whatever opportunity lots were getting sold not at auction that was happening, that's what I want to explain.
They don't know.
How can we re-spin that up, right? That's what I want to dig up and find.
We'll just
make a motion to table it until next month, and then we can look into it.
Dig around and see what we do.
Okay. You made it, and you second it, Hayden?
Yeah, that's fine.
All in favor or vice versa? You in favor of tabling, and we'll take a little harder look at it and see what we can do.
Like I said, I'm not trying to be stubborn here. I just don't want to
look
back and say, oh man, we missed an opportunity. We could have listed these lots and done what Sam Job did in 2021 you know what I mean, and hire somebody to sell them, right, mm-hmm. And gotten some more money out of it. Especially, you know, if it's for $100, you can walk away and get this thing, but it's appraised at $20,000. The minimum bid's $100, but it's appraised at $20,000.
Ditch right in the middle.
There could be, right? There could be. But some of these lots, I'm telling you, the neighbors who are there now will buy it just to have the extra space mm-hmm. right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a different world than when everything in Raven Country was empty in 2021.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Okay. Not the problem.
I'm sure some of the, even if we do this, some of these lots are going to have to go through the tax. You know what I mean? Through the auction process, right? Some of them will be impossible to sell on the open market, but there's got to be some of them that we can call some dollars out of.
We'll look at it and see.
All right.
Not always.
Thank you, sir.
Look at it and see.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Hey, it doesn't hurt to look at it, that's for sure. But I don't know who or how. Like I said, you almost have to get a realtor to, or somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody had some time.
It's going to have to be a realtor.
And yeah. you're going to, like you said, you're going to have to go out there and physically look at it and mm-hmm. see what that lot looks
well,
like.
Well, that's what I did when I bought mine. It looks in that. I was, Sam's job told me it was through a bankruptcy court. I remember the words, but obviously it was through this. And he had a whole map of those things. And I just showed up. This is in 2000 or 2001. I was living in Houston and I wanted a place at the lake. And I ended up buying 4 acres for $3,500 over off a Black Squirrel back then. You know what I mean? And it was, and he had pages and pages and pages of those things. And he just rode around by himself trying to figure out where they were and
right,
on
right.
his maps and all that. So
we'll look at it and see.
Cool.
See what we
got. The one that I got, I offered two and then Sam got two left. And a little bit later, I offered him four. He thought that was pretty funny too. Yeah. Anyway, I offered, I finally got it for seven. Yeah.
But that's my point. Is like I know that there's a process outside of them just bidding at the courthouse. He's bought one. I've bought one. I'm pretty certain he did too.
Yeah, I mean, if you had the time,
understand what that process is.
If you had the time and the money, you could probably make a deal or two, I suppose. But
would that put us back in the real estate business?
Not us. Whoever we allowed to make a few dollars off of hawking these things, not hire, but whoever we let pay us to do it, however we want to do it.
It's kind of like Sam, you know. I think we just made a flat rate of $500. He was just trying to help get them sold too, because it helped them too get it back on the tax roll.
It'll be like any other real estate. You turned over to a real estate agent, and they're going to get a commission out of your.
Yeah.
You know, once the you have to make it where they get a commission off the profit.
This may not even be plausible. So, I just don't want to rush into it without at least understanding, you know, what our options
not
are.
Problem.
Most of the time, yeah. I mean, it'd be great if it was some prime or something that would be worth more than, but most of them are not worth that much.
No doubt. I don't doubt that at all. But there's 18,000, 14,000, 21,000, 24,000, 8,000, 20,000. It's the current 2025.
Does appraisal. It say how much like taxes are owed on it?
The minimum bid's $100.
Hmm.
You can get that thing for $100. It you know, if nobody else bids on it right now.
That is.
Just to put it back on the tax
roll. But I mean, like I said, it might have $15,000 back taxes on it, possibly. I don't know. But does it say that on
so
there?
So it's $100. Say you get it for $100, but then you get, and it's got $15,000 worth of back taxes. So now.
Once you bid it on. I wish she was in here, but I mean, your bid at the auction is you know, that's it. You know what I mean? That, whatever the minimum amount that they have to have for it to deed it to you. Now, I think in that process, and now I'm not a tax, you know, right. expert on that auction deal, but what education I've got is like the previous owner has like 6 months to come back and say, I'll settle it up. But then they got to pay the person who bought it like 8% interest.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay. But you would think that minimum would be more than $100. The ones
right.
I remember seeing, if it was like Tom's, all right, you said you offered him two, but you ended up paying seven because it was worth more, and they knew it was worth more, so their minimum was $2,000.
It was worth $15 back then.
But I mean, it had to had a minimum on it, I would have thought, or you'd have bought it for $2,000, but he knew it was worth more than two, mm-hmm. and you ended up paying seven.
Yeah, it died at auction. Nobody bid on it.
Well, see, somebody must not knew. If you would have known about it.
I was going to bid on it. But when nobody bid on it, I was going to try to buy it cheaper. I mean, as cheap as I can get it.
Mm. Cheaper than the 2,000? God dang! So you could have got it for 2,000 if you'd have bid it at the steps of the courthouse.
So all through this list, the estimated minimum bid, you know, there's different values. Some of them are 2,800, some of them are 1,000, some of them are 900. To me, that's the dollar it takes to clear up the taxes, right? Mm-hmm. All of these ones in Rayburn Country just have $100 on it. So that's another thing that's confusing. Like,
yeah.
To me, that's they just. They don't even want the back taxes. They just want it back on the tax roll, right?
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think they'd be more of a, if it was worth something, that minimum bid would be a 10% of the value or something, but not just $100.
Yeah.
Because I know they don't, not too many people, I hadn't been to one, but and like there's 50 people lining up there to bid on these things.
They had to cancel the last one, or the one in January in Newton. I saw Colton Havard had made a post of like, hey, we need people to, we're going to push this off another day. We need people to come and bid on these properties. Like nobody was even showing up.
I mean, they used to, well, we don't even have a newspaper anymore. So they used to post them and there'd be a whole page in the Jasper News Board. But if you wasn't really interested in a real estate or a realtor or looking for some land, you wouldn't even look at it.
Yep.
So.
Okay. That Stuckel guy, Builder Stuckel,
mm-hmm.
He's building, there's two lots next to me, and I think he bought them for something like 57, and he's asking 150 for them, 150,000. Now he's going to build on them, but one of them is so narrow in the back, and wide at the front, and the other one's narrow at the front, and wide at the back. And then there's Greenbelt, and I've been trying to buy the Greenbelt. Greenbelt between me and another lot, it was, and then he bought it. It was in the middle of those two lots, and he moved it to the side, and now they don't know who the heck I can. I'm trying to buy that strip next to me.
See, and they never was supposed, them Greenbelts wasn't ever supposed to be sold.
The old
Clyde did that, pulled that sneaky thing right before they finally shut the doors before Penland bought it, but they made a bunch of money selling the green belts and all that stuff.
Especially the ones on the waterfront.
Yes, on the waterfront. They made some money there and probably put it in their own damn pocket. But no, it certainly doesn't hurt to double check it, but so I'm sure we'll have to.
Penland, their numbers in here, right? Or not Penland, but the company that you work for.
Langbarger.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I think I saw a contact information here.
I can give you James's number.
Miss Donna. Yeah.
Ms. Okay.
Donna. I got James's
number. Yeah, when we leave here, I'll get it.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just trying to be educated.
That's fine.
No, and I mean, and they're not in the real estate business either, so they're just trying to get it sold for whatever.
They want it back on the tax roll. And we do too, right?
But you would think they'd be looking for top dollar. I don't know that, but of course, but you're not, you're smiling. I don't know that.
I'm just glad to be here.
That's right. All right.
We got, what's the next one?
First aid bags. Yes. Number 7.
Okay. So every coach has a first aid bag.
Perfect.
And, like I explained, mm-hmm. after they generally don't have the breakable ones, but I've sent an email and told them to get the breakable ones because you have the concession stand, you have ice, you just got it there. So they